Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on My Fix It Up Life.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win or ask for advice on your how-to project.
Every week on My Fix It Up Life, we answer your questions and take you on an insider's tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
My Fix It Up Life comes to you every Thursday at 1 and Saturday at noon.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. If you've ever wanted or been begged by a loved one to inject a little more style into your regular routine, this show is for you. We're talking with lifestyle expert Kelly Moore, who's been described as a pioneer in the lifestyle movement by the Wall Street Journal. And for all the men who are looking for a little muscle in today's show, we'll also be talking tough products and giving away firefighters' garden hose nozzles to help put a little power and speed into your summer chores. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East store or locate a distributor in your area.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life. Welcome, Fix It Up Nation.
Ooh, welcome. Welcome to the show. And I'm sitting here with my handsome husband, Mark.
Sweet.
Yeah. You must have done something right today.
Yeah, evidently.
I love that.
And if anybody knows what that is, please call into our 800 number, which is not an 800 number. It's an 888 number, 710-5557.
That's correct.
Again, if you know what I've done right today.
Or what he hasn't done wrong. I always tell Mark that, you know, one of the best things that he can do as a husband is just to be really super, like, fatherly to the children, take care of things, you know, attend to their needs and their wishes, make sure the family's all happy and everything. And that makes mommy really happy.
As our friend Carl Champley told us, happy wife, happy life. Yeah, but he did it in Australian, so it was hard to understand.
No, it wasn't.
Hippie wife, hippie life.
Yes. And it just sounds better when he says
Everything sounds better when you're Australian. I mean, that's the way it goes.
Well, we've got a nice lifestyle, as I segue. A home improvement lifestyle, not an Australian lifestyle.
That's right.
That's so true.
That's what we do. That's how we roll.
And we're talking to a lifestyle expert today.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Kelly Moore is a lifestyle expert, and straight up, I'm going to ask what a lifestyle expert is and if I can be one.
Well, and she's a pioneer in the lifestyle movement as well, which is something that I haven't really ever heard of before. It's a new thing. And she's like on the cutting edge of whatever that is.
Yes.
And I can kind of get it in a way. Like I think about it and, you know, everything is so designed and so specific to everyone's lifestyle that it takes a designer to help you with with your lifestyle.
Or if you're like me and or driving in your truck right now or working in the yard or listening on your mobile device and you have no idea what we're talking about, you're not alone. Don't feel bad.
Well, I'm curious to talk to her because I don't think I've ever talked to a lifestyle expert.
Now, we're going to get into that. But
we are. And she, you know, she comes from design and entertaining, and she's been on a bunch of different TV shows. She was on HGTV's Halloween Block Party, and she has a show in Seattle on the NBC affiliate out there. She's also been on The Ellen Show, The Today Show, The View, Rachel Ray, Tyra Banks, and she blogs for the Rachel Ray website, too.
Oh, cool.
So she's all over the place, and she is helping everybody with their lifestyling.
Evidently, she's all about hustle.
She could probably make our lifestyle a little, you know, prettier.
If you can be made prettier, that would be an achievement.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, we have got an extreme home improvement lifestyle, and I wonder if that's a category of lifestyles.
We're going to have to find out.
Yeah.
You know what? Tell you what, here we go. I'm a lifestyle expert because I said it, and yes, it is.
You are not. You are so not.
Well, we do have a lifestyle change forthcoming. We had an extraordinary, extraordinary meeting with a television producer.
Yes, we did. We had there was a producer came out to our house this week, and you know how musicians like to jam?
You know how when you're meeting with a television producer?
No.
It happens every day.
Seriously. No, you know how musicians...
I was out of my mind with joy.
You know how musicians like to jam? They pull out their guitar or their saxophone or whatever, and they're like, yeah, let's just play something. Well, he does that with his video camera. He's like, yeah, you know, let's just, you know, play around a little bit. And he pulls out this extremely cool camera.
Oh, it was awesome. It was a DSLR camera, a digital. It looked like a regular camera with a lens, an SLR camera.
It was small, yeah.
Shot high-def video. The thing was incredible.
But he was, like, snaking it around, because we were with the kids and everything, snaking it around us and them, and Lexi did some math problems for him.
Yep.
And
yep.
Yeah, it was, yeah, and filmed, like, Jack taking a nap in his crib.
That
and
was cute.
Mark doing push-ups off of paint cans in our shop.
Yeah, you got to get extra extension, so I use paint cans. Plus, the floor could use a little cleaning.
Yeah, and a bucket of joint compound under his feet.
That was my favorite bucket, actually. I want to do a whole thing just on that bucket. I use that for more stuff than you could possibly know.
Really?
And you can't just use any bucket, like for mixing setting type joint compound,
yeah,
floor grout, thin set and small batches for tile. You need a specific kind of bucket that's not there by accident.
And, you know, everyone...
And you can do push-ups.
Everyone in the listening audience right now, including me... Now, you might think that this is scripted or this is something that, you know, we plan in advance to try to share. You know, what can we share? Oh,
what's
I can
funny?
Talk about my bucket. No, this is how we talk in normal life, too. So, yeah.
Well, we also have another sort of, keeping with the leitmotif of TV and video project
mm-hmm.
coming up, we are doing a video shortly for Minwax.
Totally.
And Popular Mechanics. But sort of a larger scale project is coming online tonight. Is it tonight? Yeah.
I have no idea.
July 1st, where you will see me. I'll be the guy in the black mask behind the other 500 guys in black masks in M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender.
Mark was an extra in the movie.
Special skills extra. Excuse me.
He was. Well, there were herds of men behind him. So he was behind the, like, professional extras. So they have, like, the lead guys that do fight scenes.
Well, they were stuntmen. They were real Hollywood stuntmen.
And then they have the... like
kick butt.
And then so he's like behind all of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like, you know, you're above like, you know, 100 guys.
Something.
You were
like
weighing
that.
In.
Yeah,
you're like number 25 or 30 or something.
In Philadelphia filming this, and it was incredible.
And he actually he knows where he is in the trailer to the movie, too.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I could spot myself.
And Mark is going to go watch it with the Water Nation guy.
With our friend Matthias.
Who they did the body scan for, so he's the action figure for the Water Nation.
Southern Water Tribe soldiers.
Yeah, and all of the digitally mastered...
Yeah, and what the
they'll do is, like, there's 100 live people in the scene, for example, of the Water Nation, Southern Water Tribe soldiers. Well, in the movie, apparently, which I haven't seen yet, because Knight hasn't called me over to his house to watch it with him. Anyway.
Well, we've been very busy.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get our schedules together.
Thousands of people, people in this scene. And they're all digitally mapped versions of Matias.
Yeah. So, Mark, it's Fire Nation is going with Water Nation out to see the movie, which is so cool.
Oh, it's going to be totally cool.
Yeah. Are you going to wear your costumes?
We can't have those anymore.
I know, but it's just funny.
Yeah. So I'm fired up about
you know,
being a Fire Nation
Mark
soldier.
Went for like a month to do this movie. He went every day, all day long, and he spent all day long in a costume with hundreds of other men in costume standing around, you know, eating lunch and everything. And it it's just funny to me.
Grown
men standing around all day long wearing costumes.
And all these dudes were, like, super deadly. I mean, I was afraid to go in say the wrong thing, be in the wrong place. They were all, like, super-duper black belts and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm not.
You're not?
Wait a second. They said, you know, I might have pulled a slight fast one when I went to the casting and they said, you know, do you know martial arts? And I said, sure I do.
But you took it like when you were 9.
From Keith Rosary.
Yeah. Anyway, we are going to be talking to Kelly Moore today, lifestyle expert and designer extraordinaire. And we have a cool prize up for grabs, too.
Yes, we have Duluth Trading Company's firefighter garden hose nozzles, 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
One for your front hose, one for your back hose.
So smart.
And these things are bulletproof.
They are pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've gone through a lot of hose nozzles over the years, like one a year. And this is stainless steel, it's brass, it's a glass-reinforced nylon, fiberglass-reinforced nylon, no extra parts to break. This thing is super cool, and we got it from Duluth Trading Company.
Well, and the first time I used it, I kind of, like, did a little jump back because it's so powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is super powerful.
But you can dial it down to a simple spray.
But I was ill-prepared for the power of this product.
It's all about high volume.
And that's what we're all about today, too, Mark.
High volume. I'll start screaming.
And we're going to take a break.
We'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
Tick-tock, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
Ooh.
And it is Fix It Up Fine time.
It is Fix It Up Fine down. You're getting down to business in a hurry.
I never waste time getting into Fix It Up Fine.
You've wasted plenty of time getting into Fix It Up Fine.
Can we still talk about The Last Airbender? That was so much fun.
You can talk about it when you go on your man date.
Oh, yeah, with my bromance friends.
Yeah, you're totally, totally.
Is that another Barney Stinson?
Oh,
or is that just
oh, bromance. Yeah, I think it might be from How I Met Your Mother. We love that show.
Oh, my God, is that funny.
We watch the reruns.
Yeah.
We do. We haven't watched the real, like, the whatever season it's in. I have no idea. But they play reruns on Lifetime, and then we watch it on demand on Lifetime.
Yes.
Which Mark is upset because we always have to go to the women's section of the on-demand television.
I mean,
and he's like, you know, it feels awful until the program then comes on. And he's like, oh, okay.
I realize it's on Lifetime television for women, and it's some level, but it's not a chick show. You know,
it kind of is. I mean, there are a lot of cute outfits on that program. Have you seen what they're wearing?
Well-dressed doesn't mean it's a girl show.
Well, I like it. I'm a girl.
It's hysterical.
It is.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we hold hands and make googly eyes at each other.
Speaking poetry, I read Shakespeare's sonnet.
So what's your Fix It Up Find, Mark?
6 ounces. No, what is it? Oh, man, I had a whole lead in. Yes, 6 ounces, $7, and an exclamation point. What does that make?
What is it, Mark?
It is a hand soap and a laundry soap called Hogwash.
Hogwash?
Exclamation point.
That's hot.
And it is, they claim that it can easily conquer and remove everything from grass stains, food stains, bubble gum, now we're getting into it,
I like
blood, pitch, grease, grape juice, set-in mildew, printing ink, and more.
Really? Everything that you could possibly get yourself into?
Basically, that's the content
Ooh.
Of my clothing fiber.
What about expanding foam?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's something that we really need to get rid of.
That's how you get that out of your hair with scissors.
Yeah, but it's on my clothes, too.
But,
mm-hmm. So Hogwash is...
Works on your skin,
mm-hmm.
works in your laundry.
Mm-hmm.
It is $6.95 MSRP.
Where can you find it?
At sallyandersoaps.com.
Really?
S-A-L-L-Y-E-A-N-D-E-R soaps.com.
Okay.
So it's all over the place. Check it out. Also check for it, and this is their copy.
Oh, no.
Fine retailers.
Really?
Yeah, only in fine retailers.
Yeah.
If the place is a dump, they don't have it. If the place is a garbage can, they don't have Hogwash.
Oh, that's really kind of funny, actually.
If you've got a 12-piece crown molding and it's a boutique, yeah, then they got it, exclamation point.
Oh, really? I'm going to cut you off and fix it up fine.
Why?
Okay, I'll give you another one. What do you have?
Oh, no, you go.
No, you go.
I thought you cut me off forever.
I was thinking about it. Do you want to go?
Move the microphone over here. No, you go, because yours are always so gripping.
Well, see, I wanted to share something with you that is pretty cool. And I'll do it like you did, like in a form of some kind of vague question.
I'm leaving.
Okay, so what does Ralph Lauren, Anthropologie, Urban Outfitters, Neiman Marcus have in common right now?
I don't know.
Well, it's tie-dye. Tie-dye is actually getting into all the home furnishings right now. You can buy duvet covers, which is something I know you shop for a lot.
I got about 5 of those.
You have them for the different seasons and holidays and everything.
Who doesn't?
You have seasonal duvet covers. But shower curtains.
And my duvet is not
pillows,
covered right now.
Oh, my goodness. And all kinds of cool things. But, you know... and I read this on Shelter Pop, which we follow on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they follow us on Twitter? That's the most important.
I don't know. You can, go find out if they follow us or not. I have no idea. But it's very cool because tie-dye is something that I used to think of as that rainbow stuff, the Grateful Dead, and it kind of... was a turnoff for me, but this stuff is kind of hot. The colors that actually really go together. It's not like rainbow bright throw up all over your outfit. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I went to college in Vermont, so the tie-dye has been popular there. It's still popular there. I think it's a state law that it's popular. But let me see some of these pictures that you've got.
Yeah, I have some pictures that I brought in that I can't share with everyone. But
these are a little more graceful in color and design than your basic Ben & Jerry's rubber-banded T-shirt and a keg party.
Yes, it's very sophisticated tie-dye. If you can imagine it, it's pretty hot. So Shelter Pop, I think they're online. You can check them out at shelterpop.com. Has a little article about it.
Is anyone not online?
My father is not
Good
online.
Good point, yes.
My father doesn't even know how to turn on a computer,
let
alone...
He doesn't know where the line is.
No, he's not into that whole thing. But something else I want to share, too, is that DIY Blog Cabin... On DIY Network.
Right.
It starts up in August, but right now they're doing a vacation giveaway, and you can enter to win online. You just search for the Blog Cabin Vacation Giveaway on their website, DIYNetwork.com. And I entered to win, and you get to, vote on what parts of the vacation you like. Like, would you like to do a spa treatment or go golfing or horseback riding or whatever? Pretty cool, right?
Yes.
I think it was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
And then the last question, which I loved... Which I'm going to ask you. So if they give you $1,000 with the vacation,
uh-huh.
and they ask you how you want the money, would you want to have 50 $20 bills, 20 $50 bills, or 10 $100 bills, sir?
Which sets my meter to arrogant? I believe if you show up with a stack of 50s, more people are inclined to dislike you. I'm going for that one.
Really?
Yeah, but in reality, I just go for the 20s because anytime someone – I bartended for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone hauls off a $50 bill, you're like, Like, I can't, where am I going to make change for this?
Yeah.
So I would, in reality, I would go for 20s.
That's good, because you know what? That's what I said, too.
Yeah.
You know, so if we did, match.com or something, or one of those websites where you find
E-Harmony.
Your true love, we would be finding our true love right now.
If you weren't my wife.
But most everyone voted that they wanted 50-20s as well.
That's gripping.
Well, I would want, what, 500 $2 bills. Now, if you walk into a place,
do I have to do the whole show
with that many $2 bills to pay for something? you think people go like crazy when you walk in with $50 bills? People are like, "What do I do? There's no tray for a $2
goodness.
Bill."
Yeah. Well, can I do another fix it up find here while we're talking about monetary denominations?
Yes, you totally can.
I actually have this one. I found this yesterday. I'm going off the menu. Hopefully, I can fit my other one in. But I was flipping through a magazine yesterday, a special edition from Fine Home Building, and it is a remodeling issue. And I only had time to look at the editor's note, and I open up the book. And
I saw you looking at it.
You saw me looking at it.
Yeah, we were in one of the home improvement centers.
Yes,
and we were shopping.
We were
with
a home center.
Some of our friends from Popular Mechanics.
Yeah. So and I open up the page, and there's Justin Fink, editor of Fine Home Building.
Yeah.
One of the editors of Fine Home Building,
uh-huh.
and there he is in his tool pouch, which is covered with caulk, and pockets are full of sawdust, because it's been used.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the punchline of his piece was, "Hey, here's a special edition on remodeling tips and techniques that we'll give to you. And by the way, this isn't 1, 2, 3, poof, you're done." Okay, real remodeling is actually hard. It actually takes skill, patience, determination, all those other things. Of course, you put it more succinctly than I do. But when you guys weren't looking, I took the thing, you know, I like jumped up in the air and was like, yes, yes.
Well, see, I think that's
Thank
one of the frustrations
it.
That we have is that, you know, there are a lot of DIY projects that everyone can do, that everyone can give a try for, painting and stuff like that. You know, buying furnishings and hanging curtains and stuff like that are things that I think are entry-level DIY projects.
The barrier to entry is significantly lower than,
but
say, doing a bathroom.
Or moving a wall or,
whatever.
You know, like,
yes.
I want to make this wall a half wall or
right.
whatever the project is. That's something that's a little bit more involved, and you need to know a little bit more about structure and construction.
You need to know a bit more.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's
so,
the point, so I applaud that
it's
point.
It's just like I like to say, when you don't, you know, you put a Band-Aid on a cut, but, you know, if you break your arm, you don't set your own arm in a cast. You go to a doctor. So, you know, just knowing where your expertise lies.
Yeah, so, and honestly, I didn't have time to look at what was in that remodeling piece, but I know he was the section editor for it, and I know that he works as a contractor. So I know that the information in that's going to be good. So if you're peeling through, it's not a regular edition of Fine Home Building. It's a special edition for remodeling tips and techniques in depth.
Okay.
You know, the information you need to know, not like, hey, and then I screwed this board in and I had a 3-piece crown molding.
Well, you know, a lot of people watch those, Mark, to get ideas of projects that they want to do, and then they hire someone to do them as well.
I understand. I'm not
so
throwing anybody under the bus.
You always are throwing. There's like so many people under the bus that the bus is all the way up to the moon. Your bus is like so elevated. It's insane. And I think we should probably take a break right now and cool off a little bit, Mark.
Sure. And I'm going to have to go back to my closet maid fix it up fine later.
Well, you will. So we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and speed around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And we are joined by our first, the inaugural. And she's already laughing. Okay, this is gonna go well.
Lifestyle expert.
Yeah, Kelly, you're a lifestyle expert.
So what are we doing wrong?
Well, first of all, I'm the first lifestyle expert you've had on, huh?
Yes, that has ever said they were a lifestyle expert. I this is the first time I've ever really heard of it before. And we're so intrigued. I don't even know. Like, I want to know what I'm doing wrong. It's like we talked to Mike Holmes, you know, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I was afraid to do anything wrong because he's always about making it right. So it's like,
Whoa.
So how's our lifestyle there, Kelly, going?
Well, let me tell you really what a lifestyle expert is all about in my book. My degree's in criminology with a minor in child psychology. And yet I have a passion and a knack for design and really love it and I'm passionate about it. And what I realized as I was working with clients was that people really weren't using kind of expressing who they were, what they valued, and what they were passionate about in the way they live their life. So whether it's the way they decorate their house or the way they throw a party or the way they give a gift to somebody, they weren't really sharing who they were through that. And so instead they'd like pull a page out of a catalog and say, well, I want this is how my house should look, or this is the trend I should follow.
Should.
But maybe it doesn't express who you are. Like, I don't know what your space looks like right now, but I'm guessing hopefully it looks a little bit like who you are. If not, then maybe I should come see you.
You should.
Come see us, Jessica.
Yeah.
But our place does express who we are.
Yeah, because part of our space is early century garbage dump.
Well, we're modeling our house. Our house is 100-year-old, and it's 100-year-old American four square, and we have done, I don't know, like 60% of it.
Yeah.
So there's always something under construction at our house. So it does reflect who we are in a big way.
Yeah.
And especially how you're living your life right now.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And the double entendre of all kinds of stuff happening.
Yeah, like our 9-year-old used to say when we were working on the bedrooms, and her room always ended up being, quote-unquote, the Home Depot, because that's where we ended up, like, putting tools
drywall,
in her room.
Boxes of tools,
so she'd always. So that's our lifestyle.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So transition is your lifestyle.
That's really good. Yeah.
So hopefully, as you're... Right. So as your home is transitioning, hopefully it's transitioning into a style of like how you live your life, and you're making it more, especially with older homes. I have a 1913 Craftsman, so I can tell you it takes some work to really figure out how to transform that space to look like you.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to lose the charm, and at the same time, you want to update it to feel a little bit more contemporary and up to date to how you live your life today. So
yeah, and
totally get that.
And with being constrained within what was already built there, too, you have to try to figure out what fits in because that's one of the things that I grapple with all the time.
Well, theoretically, in a 1913 Craftsman, some of it is actually nice on the inside.
Yeah,
because we don't have that. The only thing that's nice on the inside is when it gets put in a trash bag and thrown outside.
Our children are nice.
No, I meant the house part.
The house part, but I bet you there's some kind of core kind of skeleton somewhere that's beautiful that you're going to keep.
No.
Is that not?
Yes,
no,
there is.
No.
We have the original doors. We love them.
The doors.
We have some of the floors that we love. I like every room has two windows in it. I love that. We've got great
light.
Yeah, great light, great air, great everything. It's really a nice, charming, very simple house that needs to be completely rebuilt.
Yeah.
Don't you love that? Well, I love this, but really we need to get rid of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a process, but that's the fun. fun part, and that's why it's called lifestyle, you know, because you are creating it.
Now, I want to know, you know, I read that you have a show in Seattle on the NBC affiliate, and that you blog for Rachel Ray, and that you have a daily column that you write for MSN.com. And not only how do you keep up with all that, but you've been on Ellen, and you've been on Tyra Banks. And
like, the Today Show.
I've really been
working for the last 7 years on building a multimedia company and a brand that really helps people to inspire them to look at the way they design things differently, you know, and that they, like I said, to express who they are instead of necessarily saying, oh, I want to be like this, you know.
I love that. The I want versus I should.
Oh, I have a question I'm dying to ask right now.
Holy God.
Can
she finish?
No.
Am I even here?
I want to lose this. Now, you've been in the green rooms for Ellen and Today Show and The View and Rachel Ray and Tyra Banks, correct?
Yes, I have.
Now, do those green rooms reflect their personalities and their lifestyle, like how you would think that their green rooms would be?
I would think that, well, yes, to some degree. I would say Rachel's definitely does. I mean, you know, she's got a full-time kind of design expert on her staff, and so she's, you know, they've redone the green rooms, and they look great. You know, Ellen is a simple person, right? But her humor is what she's all about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, her staff is running around crazy making jokes and writing jokes, and it's a really fun place to be. The Today Show, I spent most of the time in hair and makeup, frankly, and, you know, because I was there so early, so I'm not sure if I was in a green room more than I was in hair and makeup.
Okay.
The View is, you know, they have one big general kind of green room, which is great because, you know, you're sitting there with all the other guests that are going to go out, plus if, you know, Barbara or Elizabeth or Whoopi or, you know, any of the team are not on stage, they're back in the same area with you. So it's got a sofa and a big screen TV, and, you know, it's really great because you get to feel like you're more a part of their family.
That's nice. That's so nice.
Sweet. That's pretty cool.
I know.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I had to ask. Well, I mean, I'm so curious about this stuff.
You know what?
I'm such a big girl. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to ask a question that's going to get me in trouble.
You may not get an answer.
Not with you, Kelly, with my wife.
Oh, no.
Since it's obvious that you can churn out more material than I'm possibly capable of keeping up with.
She has a daily column that she does.
Will you be our guest blogger on myfixitoplife.com?
I would love to be. Are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness.
We would love to do a guest post. That'd be awesome.
That is so cool. That's a nice question. Why do you think you're going to get in trouble?
Because I had my own thoughts.
Kelly,
we're married. And the chain of command goes wife, somewhere the children, then their pets, and sometime around the item 10 is when I sort of swoop in.
See, I like to think of myself as the mastermind behind everything. I organize, I plan on detail, everything like that. And then Mark, like, he gets it done. He's a guy that just gets out there and just makes it happen.
He makes
it happen before I blink. So.
And that's the part of every good team, right? If you're going to conquer the world, it takes more than one person. And frankly, it usually is the woman who comes up with the creative idea, the guy who executes.
That's true. It's
now, do you work with married couples?
You know, I do, and it's interesting, especially newlyweds, because you find that, you know, you go through that transition of, you know, what do we keep, what don't we keep, this is his, this is hers, how do we merge it? I mean, they've had show after show after show about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the most important thing is that, you know, you never throw out something that's a family heirloom, whether it's the man or the woman, so that you try to find a way to incorporate it, mm-hmm. right? And even if you hate it, you've got to find a way to make it work in your house. And I kind of feel like if it's a horrible piece, sometimes making that the statement in the room isn't so bad. Everything else could be really simple. That piece could be a statement, and then it could become kind of the joke of the family. I don't know. I think you can always make something work. You have to have a sense of humor when you design, I think.
Yeah, and I think you have to have a sense of humor when you're married to make it last.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
Oh, gee.
2 years, getting on three.
Yeah,
We've been together for longer than that.
But
actually, we got married the day we met, Kelly.
No, you didn't.
No.
We got married before we met. It was meant to be.
Yeah. We had an arranged marriage.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I want to know, what is hot right now? What's hot this summer? What's hot? What do you see that's coming down the pike? Because earlier in the show, I was talking about tie-dye that is popping up everywhere, which I had no idea that that was a trend.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole boho chic thing is still around. If you look at stores like Anthropologie and Crate and Barrel and a lot of those major stores, you're going to see a lot of bohemian dinnerware, dishware, you know, linens. They're going, you know, plus with the bohemian thing, you can kind of put, it's a lot more casual, and you can do organic cotton napkins and linens, and so it can tend to be a little bit more green, which, you know, people are tending to go towards more organic materials. So that boho chic thing is definitely a hot thing for the summer.
And I'm saying boho chic, too.
Yeah, and I know what this means, but for half our audience who's like, what are you talking
about? Well, it's good for men to know.
Bohemian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's jargon for bohemian.
Right. So bohemian is like very worldly. You've got a lot of kind of different prints and colors all in one kind of palette, right? So you see a bunch of mixed patterns, and it for me, when I like to kind of, if I'm going to put a bohemian kind of feeling linen on my table, then I kind of want to put brass accents, and I want to put jewel, you know, tones together and
dress
create
it up.
Something. Yeah,
yeah.
Really glam it up and make it feel a little bit more high-end, because there's two kinds of, that's why they call it boho chic. You need the chic behind it for the glamour. So that's one of the trends you're seeing. And, you know, I think still with, you know, the economy, you're seeing a lot more people when they're entertaining. And the word potluck was always really kind of a bad word in my home when you talked about entertaining, because for me, entertaining was like giving back to everyone.
Yes.
But now I think people are starting to realize, well, let's everybody bring a dish, it's easier on everybody, and it's more of a community-based thing. And so if you're going to do that, you know, one fun way I think to do it is to ask everybody to bring a dish from that reaches back to their family heritage. So, like, for instance, you might not know my background, but, you know, my grandmother was Native American and African American, and so, like, I grew up with Southern food. Well, nobody would necessarily know that unless I brought my Southern cooking, and then they'd be like, what part of your heritage is this, you know? So I think it's really kind of a fun way to do a potluck dinner.
Well, that's such a good, smart way to get to know neighbors, you know, move into a new, you know, place or whatever, and to, like, you know, to get to know everybody. It's kind of an icebreaker, too.
Yeah, it is. For my family heritage, I'd have to bring beer.
So that would mean you are?
French, Canadian, and Irish.
Yeah.
Oh, well, happy Canada Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. We celebrate that in my house a lot.
And unfortunately, we're coming up on a break, so we're going to have to say goodbye to you, but we want to have
but
you
just
back
for now.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely.
Hey,
and
hey, Karen, we're looking forward to that blog.
Don't forget to check out KellyElmore.com for more, and check her out on Rachel Ray, too, for her blog.
We'll see you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You bet, Kelly. And we'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark, Teresa, and our friend Tim Williams playing in the background.
Oh, yeah. I love Tim.
The album is so good.
Yeah, he's getting married this fall.
Oh,
all the ladies are
screaming, my friend.
Run screaming to the chapel to get married to the woman of your dreams?
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I know you would.
Yeah, I got lucky.
I know
lucky.
You like to make fun of the whole thing, but you really... Yes, you did. As people say, you married up, right?
Oh, I married way up. They don't have ladders that reach you. I must have snuck a ride on a helicopter.
And as Mark always reminds me, I chose him.
Yeah, somehow she fell in love with a carpenter.
Yeah, so whenever I make fun of him, he's like, well, you chose him.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to do?
You could pick somebody else.
You could be hobnobbing with Johnny Investment Banker, but no, you had to pick Roofer Man.
Yes, but you know what?
No, I don't.
Well, we can talk about what we wanted to talk about in this segment. It's about being married.
Preferentially? Peripherally! Ha! Ha! I know big words. Peripherally.
Marco's an English major.
It's about being married. Really, it is obviously the rings you'll probably see most on a job site are wedding rings on men. You know, most guys aren't wearing lots of rings and stuff.
No, a lot of guys don't wear a lot of jewelry, but, you know, you don't have to wear your wedding ring to make sure that you profess your eternal love for your spouse.
Yeah. Because
it can be a safety issue.
Yeah, and the way this whole thing got started, I guess way back when, I was doing a project, and somebody saw that I was wearing a wedding ring. This guy was doing a landscaping job next to a place I was building a deck. And he pulls up, he's got his dump truck full of bark mulch or whatever, and he's standing back there, and he sees the ring on my finger, and he says, dude, what are you thinking? I'm like, what do you mean? And he says, so let me tell you the story of the guy who jumped out of the dump truck, put his hand up on the rail, jumped off, the ring got caught.
And what else got caught, Mark?
I'll leave it up to your imaginations, but that particular kind of injury is called a ring avulsion injury. It's where the ring gets caught, you keep going, and your finger stays with the ring.
Yeah.
There's probably no
It has a name for it, so it's more common than you actually would think. And even if you're doing a simple project and you think it's only going to be, you know, you're going to spend 10 minutes or whatever, it's not worth losing a finger.
It's not, and trust me, I kept the ring on for a while, but then it started to get snagged. I got it caught in a door, and like, you know what? No way.
Not worth it.
Not worth it.
Well, and whenever we do projects, too, I always pull my hair back. You think that's for style, but, you know, I'm...
Yes, I thought it was for style.
But I have long hair, and I'm always afraid I'm going to get, like, you know, my hair caught up in something when I'm leaning over.
And, you know, it's not the thing you'd think. No one's going to get it caught in a table saw. Who's going to get caught in a circular saw?
But like a router? Yeah.
Oh.
Especially when you're leaning over and you're, I mean.
And that thing would suck itself up your head and around your face. There's no shut off. It will keep going until you either unplug it or it just grinds you to death. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful bedtime story.
This portion of My Fix It Up Life is brought to you by Disgusting.com. I'm
brought
sure
to you
there
by
is
horror.
One. Yeah.
Well, Mark wrote a blog about this recently. Was it for HGTVPro.com?
I think it was HGTVPro.com.
Job site horror stories. And, you know, you wrote about this, and then there were a bunch of people that chimed in, too.
Oh, they blasted back.
I wanted to just share that because, you know, it's not just us talking about it. It's not just the guy with the dump truck. I mean, it's something that happens to a lot of people, too.
No, it's true. It's true. And that's kind of the thing I like about our show, and I'll take a second to praise us for. We're not just making this stuff up. You know, oh, wait, we got to go talk for an hour. Let's, you know, this sounds cool. Like, we live it, and so do other people.
Well, I wanted to just share a couple of the comments that were posted. Sandra Gunston said that, she got her ring caught on a workbench and is walking by, and it really did hurt. It wasn't a gross story. It was a cautionary tale for her.
Cautionary keyword.
Yeah, but that's a really good point, though. You know, you do, and it reminds you, oh, my goodness, you know, that wasn't too bad, but it could be so much worse. And then James Rick chimed in, too. And he said that he's heard the horror stories and has had way too many close calls as well. Which, you know, and they had their rings tattooed on their fingers, which is a cool thing.
Okay. Yeah, well, that leads to a whole different set of issues.
Well, you know, and
but
David,
one of them is not getting her finger torn off.
Yeah, that's not a...
Yeah.
David Edwards wrote in, and he said that Until he gets it cut off, he doesn't have a choice because he got married young, and since then his hands have grown around his ring.
Well, there you go. And yeah. It's that little gap, and I can see people now, like, driving in their cars, listening to the show, kind of fingering their rings right now. It's that little gap.
Yeah.
That's all it takes to
get
up.
But it's just those simple things. It's like wearing the right shoes. You know, you don't want to wear flip-flops. You know, you want to wear a closed-toe shoe, preferably steel-toe. So.
How many people have I seen mowing their lawn wearing flip-flops? I mean, are you crazy? Are you crazy? That's just – and if you're mowing your lawn, listening to my Fix It Up Life right now on your iPod or whatever, in flip-flops, I'm asking you, call in 888-710-5557 and answer this question. Are you insane?
I think it's kind of hard to listen to the radio and mow at the same time.
Are you
time.
Kidding me? I've listened way back in the landscaping days to my Walkman.
Oh, my gosh. But it's simple things like that, tying your hair back and making sure you take off all of your jewelry and, you know, wearing proper footwear and safety glasses when you need to and just being very extra safe.
Yeah. Tie your shoes.
Yeah.
Don't wear Docksiders.
Well, you know, tie your shoes is a story in our family. Your mother didn't tie her shoes, and she broke both of her wrists.
Well, she was carrying her grandson, our nephew.
Nephew Zach.
And I don't think it was she didn't tie her shoes. Her shoe came untied.
She said both of – well, her shoes were untied, and she was walking up a step, and she didn't bend down to tie them. She
caught
just –
caught a lace, whatever, went down in a heap.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no good.
So be careful out there.
The next segment of my Fix It Up Life, which we'll get to, will not be brought to you by TerrifiedAndMangled.net.
No, we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Popular Mechanics magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
What a perfect day to play left, right there.
Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and it's giveaway time.
It is giveaway time. We're giving away a very cool giveaway. Very cool indeed for the summer months.
If you were hot,
this will cool you right
and you
off.
You sprayed yourself with a garden hose that had this on it, you'd be cooler than before.
You'd be cooler and sitting down or laying down because it's a firefighter's garden hose nozzle from Duluth Trading Company.
Yeah, now I went to Duluth Trading Company. I think it's duluthtrading.com. And I've gotten a lot of stuff from there. But I went there specifically to get this because at the My Fix It Up Life HQ, I like to keep the grounds.
He thinks he's like a groundskeeper or something. He likes to walk the property.
I like to keep the grounds in top flight condition.
Yeah, we have stripes in our grass, the whole thing.
Yeah. So I do a lot of watering. We have a lot of flowers and shrubs and trees and stuff that we want to get watered, but I don't want to stand there for a month with a garden hose spraying stuff like a 95 kind of thing that's going to break. Because I've been doing that for the last couple of years.
Yes.
I want to put a lot of water down without breaking the plants. And the way you do that is with these firefighter garden hose nozzles.
It's just cool to say, too.
Yeah, it is. But I've had a bunch of those that I spent $20 on or whatever. And they're gone.
Yeah.
So I saw this at Duluth Trading Company. I'm like, you know what? I'm trying it out.
And we're going to give away two of the nozzles to one lucky winner. And we had a lot of really good entries, too.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did have a lot of...
Can I share a couple?
A couple
of the runners-up?
Heaven forbid I finish my thought.
Can I share a couple of the runners-up, please?
Sure, you can share some of the runners-up. Is there a joke in there somewhere?
No, there isn't.
I know there isn't. If there was, no one could get it.
Well, we had an entry from Mark Morrison, and he said he needs one to water the garden and wash his vehicles, but he wanted to use it to wash the house, too.
Hey, wash everything.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
That's what I say, and I say wash kids with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, just spray them off.
Really?
Yep.
Just hand them a bar of soap
outdoor
to hold in their
shower.
Hand and put it over their head and
Don't spray it at them.
Yeah. Spray it at the bar of soap.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who else chimed in?
Chris Alexander said that he had a similar one that was made out of aluminum.
Oh, hi. Britain called.
I know. Aluminum. And really liked it, but it started to leak. So this one would be really nice.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
However, we only have the two to give away.
To one person.
Yes.
Can't split
hose,
up the pair.
Front hose, back hose.
Wish we could. So who won, Mark? Who won?
This would be cool to win because my wife is a firefighter, and this nozzle would make her day.
See, I love that.
That's pretty nice.
You know, and that's Vince. And Vince, you know, that is such a cool reason that you won.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll also use it to water your flowers, wash your car, wash your truck, spray your house off, spray your sidewalks off, all these different kinds of things, and it'll last.
And it will last.
Stainless steel and bronze components, no extra hoobie woody to break off.
So you will be getting that prize.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with Duluth Trading Company straight away. But we've got to get back to what's happening next.
What's happening next on My Fix It Up Life? Well, we've got a bunch of shows I wanted to talk about coming up the rest of the month in July.
Yeah, July 8th, we have our... I'm getting shaken off.
Next week on My Fix It Life, we're talking about flooring, all things flooring.
Oh, that evidently that's different from July 8th.
And then, Mark, some people listen to our show on Thursdays, some people listen to it on Saturdays, and some people listen to it on Sundays.
So when I said the date, that's worse than next week?
Well, that's confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so next week, depending on which day you think next week is, or July 8th, we'll be hitting each other over the head with floorboards.
And then the week after that, we're going to be doing our live show on Saturday, starting July 17th.
Yeah, whenever, depends on when you listen
now,
to it.
Now, if you have a husband like this at home, give me a call at 888-710-5557. And if you have tips on how to control him in public, just let me know.
The July 17th show.
Especially Mark's mom. Give me a phone call or send me an email.
We'll be about outdoor spaces.
We're going to be talking outdoor spaces. You know, latest trends and tips to learn how to make the most of your outdoors and something that we're spending a lot of time
love
in our yard.
Projects.
From pergolas to pergadolas, too.
But on July 24th, or again, whatever time you want to listen, you know, I'm sure it'll be on somewhere.
We're also on iTunes, so you can listen to us all of the time.
You know what? You can listen to future shows on iTunes.
Before we even do them live.
Before we even think of them, you
seriously?
Can listen. That's how good iTunes is.
Yeah, that's how good. They call through our brain matter and then put it out there into the universe.
Web crawlers.
We're going to be doing woodworking show, tools and tips.
Totally going to check in on the gossamer tolerances, dovetails, half-blind dovetails, box joints, all that stuff that woodworkers get charged up about.
Oh, and I didn't know there's a jack plane, too.
Yeah, there's a jack plane.
See, I like that because my baby's name
that's
is
a
Jack.
Hey, you know what? I'm calling Stanley. We'll see if we can get a jack plane from them.
I would like that.
For a giveaway on that. I know we have a whole schedule set up.
Well, see, that works for me for everything, you know, like jack studs and jack hammers. You know, even the jack...
for our wee lad jack.
From Thomas the Tank Engine. I bought that one, too, because I'm a sucker. Everything's name is Jack, though.
On July 31st, we'll be doing one of my favorite
things. We're taking out the trash.
Managing garbage.
Yes.
And that's
helping you to figure out what to do with the stuff that you don't want. And, you know, there are some really cool things out there like the Bagster.
Oh, the Bagster.
And I was
just
checking that out at the Home Improvement Center the other day.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So during the week or whenever we're not on in your life, email us at info@myfixitoplife.com. Chime in on why you want to win the prizes up for grabs.
Oh, yeah.
You just might win.
Myfixitoplife.com and click on free stuff to see what is up for grabs all summer long. And you can enter to win any of those prizes at any time.
Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. And tune in next week for My Fix It Up Life. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable? Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. That's greenstreetlux.com.
You're listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester, heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com.